Well, the cold front that passed through the region overnight was forecast to stall out just to our south and should quickly lift back to the north as a warm front into the afternoon hours. Showers and some thunderstorms are possible along and ahead of the front as it moves back to the north. Areas to the south of the front may see some breaks in the clouds heading through the afternoon, and temperatures are once again expected to soar into the 60s from the Capital District south and remain in the 50s to the north. It'll remain mild overnight and into Saturday, but with the cold front passing through during the day, we're going to have to watch out for the possibility for some very gusty winds, heavy rain and thunderstorms, and flooding due to the heavy rain and rapid snowmelt. In the wake of that front, the temperatures will rapidly fall with a quick change. We could see some lake effect snow forming up to the east of Lake Ontario with some minor accumulations possible. And after highs in the 50s and 60s again on Saturday, high temperatures will fall back into the 30s and 40s for Sunday with the possibility for more light lake effect snow showers in the western Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 at McAllen, Texas, yesterday to a low this morning of 2 below zero at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy, a high in the low 60s. In Boston, a slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 60 degrees. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers early, otherwise a high of 65 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, normal maximum temperature is 37 degrees with a record of 65 set in 1985. That record may go down today. Minimum temperature is 19 degrees with a record of 11 below zero set in 1894. Sunrise and sunset data for today, February the 24th, 2017. Sunrise at 6:39 a.m. and sunset at 5:39 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. We'll have cloudy skies with some patchy fog around and showers likely. Otherwise, it'll be cooler with highs near 50 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly sunny. We'll have some patchy fog around, otherwise highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. From the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a flood watch is in effect from this evening through Sunday evening. It'll be cloudy today with some patchy fog and showers likely. Highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and some patchy fog around. Highs in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Otherwise, highs in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, cloudy, rain likely, and a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Partly sunny and much cooler on Sunday, highs in the mid-30s to low 40s. Monday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-30s and low 40s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of rain or snow showers, highs in the mid-30s to low 40s. Rain and snow showers possible on Wednesday, and mostly sunny skies for Thursday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.